Now to Western Australia, where police are trying to play down rumours about paranormal activity in the Pilbara. During the weekend, several locals reported seeing a mysterious and colourful fireball sailing through the night sky. Police investigating have now identified an innocent explanation, or so they say. Penny Timms compiled this report.
Residents around WA's Pilbara region have been left dumbfounded by what appears to have been a strange meteor-like object cruising through the sky.
My son was getting out of his go-kart and looked up and said, "Oh, what's that, Dad?" We looked up and it looked like a big, what would you call it, like a fireworks, but coming down, had a big long tail on it, purpley-greeny colours coming off it, a bit of blue in there. And went out just before it hit the ground. Probably lasted maybe 3-4 seconds. You got to actually have a really good look at it.
That's Chris Thomas speaking to ABC News in Broome. And in this case, he's certainly not alone. Danielle Matima and her family also saw the object.
It sort of looked like a bit of a shooting star, but then we were saying that it went for too long and we thought maybe it was fireworks, but then it looked as though it might actually land in somebody's backyard, so it just sort of disappeared into nowhere.
So was it just a meteorite, or was it something more? After all, mysterious lights have been scaring the bejeezies out of Stockman in Queensland's outback for decades. What's known there as Min Min lights have been put down to an optical illusion, where multiple lights appear to float just above the horizon, often dancing around each other. But this phenomenon made an even bigger impact than the Min Mins, according to Mr. Thomas, who says a fire erupted soon after the object hit the ground.
There's no noise, didn't hear any noise come through the sky, but we did have a radio going and there was go-karts going around, so there was noise here. But yeah, no noise, we didn't hear any noise, just saw the meteorite come down.
Talk of the sighting was so widespread, South Hedland Police spent yesterday investigating. But they've dismissed the incident as being anything sinister or extraterrestrial. Acting Senior Sergeant Jade Morawski.
We're fairly confident there was something in the air coming through the atmosphere, whether it was a meteor or otherwise, I can't say.
Their investigation led them not to a smouldering asteroid or crashed spaceship, but merely a burnt-out car.
You know, I think coincidentally, then there was a vehicle fire, and some people have put two and two together and come up with 73, and as a result, we're now looking for aliens behind the go-kart track in South Hedland.
And they promise that's not a cover-up, and they're taking the matter seriously. Though there is a tongue-in-cheek cartoon mugshot of an alien on the official Twitter page of the South Hedland Police. But is that just reverse psychology? Certainly those who saw the bright, burning object sailing through the sky are not convinced. Mr. Thomas is just glad he got to see it.
Oh, for sure. It was definitely something you don't see very often. It was definitely great to see.
Perhaps we'll never really know what it was.
So unless visitors from outer space are using a VT Commodore, I don't believe we've had any visits out in the Pilbara. But if anyone sees any little green men, please let us know.
Penny Timms with that report.